That's too bad. Okay, now we are at the portion of the meeting where we do the annual report. According to the bylaws, the committee has to submit an annual report by December of each year. And so far, we have not done that. What we have done is took 16 meetings to produce a great tome called The Principles and Parameters. And it lays out our principles and parameters for this project. So it's not an annual report, but we have something to work off of, and that was presented to the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Department. So what I've done now is we wrote a draft annual report. The idea is to just be journalistic and put each report each thing as it happened without too much opinion, if any if possible. So that's what I did. That's the draft. Does everybody have copies of that? Okay. Or I think there's about 30, including what we have here, so you'll have to share. I got some suggestions about style and grammar from both Michael and Amy, and also Lee, who's from the Planning Department. And I've already incorporated those, but I've got some amendments from Michael here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Michael read his amendments. We'll have some discussion here at the committee level. We'll ask for 1 minute each of discussion from the public. We'll have, if there's any reaction to the public, we will discuss that here, and then we'll vote one at a time. Is that okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, anybody who would like to speak, please fill out a speaker card. If you would like to have your comments in the minutes, please write out what you're saying, because we're only going to use what you write on your speaker card to include what you said in the minutes. So that's how that's going to work. So if you don't write anything on the speaker card, you will not be logged in the minutes. Okay, so Michael, would you like to read your First Amendment?
Anybody can follow along with the document that should be available someplace in this room because we have copies of it.
There should be one up on the screen too.
Okay. I'm going to basically try to give you an idea as to the changes I felt appropriate. First, I want to compliment John because he did a very good, I think, first draft of the annual report. And he covered adequately, I thought, the parameters and how the parameters were not followed in all respects by the 1,100 unit development by Avalon. And so I had very few comments on his comments on that. I thought it was a very good job. I did think, though, that other things had to be added to the annual report because there are the DEIR, Draft Environmental Impact Report, is studying more than just 1,100 units. It's also studying a 1,550 unit development that the city has proposed. So I think it should analyze the parameters under that. This committee spent well over a year, 25 meetings, as the report states, adopting parameters. So I think this committee, it's crucial that we analyze not only the 1,100 unit development, but also the 1,550 unit development, and the other proposal, that is the 800 unit proposal, that the DEIR is considering. The DEIR is considering it as one alternative, the reduced density proposal. And so my one suggestion that I put in my email is that I think it's crucial that we don't do this in a vacuum, because we don't know what the supervisors will want, what the mayor wants. The supervisors may want to have a reduced density. In fact, at this meeting, many times President Norman Yee has said we should consider the DEIR a reduced density proposal.
Excuse me, a little point of order, please.
Yes.
I just wanted to go over each one separately.
I'll
discreet from each other.
I was just trying to give my reasons just mechanically read them, John.
Okay.
And I'll be brief. I'll be 2 more minutes of my explanation, and then I'll read it. So what I did in my proposed amendment is to not just focus on the 1,100 unit development, but also focus on the 1,550 and the 800 and analyze how they do or do not meet those very important parameters that this committee voted on many years ago after over 26 meetings. So the first addition is As you see on the first page of the handout, it says, as of this date, both CCSF and the city have informed the BRCAC that the problem caused by loss of needed parking on the reservoir has not been resolved. Hence, the developer team's proposal does not abide by the principles and parameters which stress that the developer must address the new development's transportation and parking impacts, as well as alternative parking for CCSF students. The BRCAC intends to closely monitor any purported resolution in this matter.
You forgot the word yet.
Okay, I forgot the word yet. I'm sorry.
I'm reading
too fast. Okay? Yes. Was that where, hence, the developer team's proposal does not abide yet. Yet. That's correct. Yet by the principles and parameters. That's a very important word, and it should be in there. I didn't intentionally do it, Amy. I'm sorry. I'll go slower. Okay, and then on the next page.
Oh, let's just talk about that first, and we'll move on to the next topic. So,
I think that this is a prelude to other comments that are later. So we can talk about each comment if you'd like, but I would like this addition because later on I'm going to talk about how the parameters do or do not meet something in my suggestion. So I think this paragraph should be added.
Okay.
Do you want to do it one by one?
I would rather.
Okay, that's fine.
Because we may approve one and disapprove another, so it'd be easier to go that way, in my opinion. Okay, so discussion among the committee, please. Anybody have any comments? You're fine. You want to include the? Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that slide from the presentation? Back in June, we had a presentation from City College. Where they talked about their transportation demand management plan. And I'm sorry that Bridget's not here. She's our representative from City College. She's on the Board of Trustees, so I don't know exactly how the Board of Trustees reacted to it, but I think it's page 11. So here's the, this is what the Farron Pierce, who's a consultant that created this transportation demand management plan for the City College, came up with. They say there's an unserved demand baseline. And they included a 25% growth, and they come up with numbers. They have two kinds of TDMs. One is minimal, what they call the core TDM. And they have the other one that's additional TDM that they'd have to spend some money on. The unserved demand baseline on a typical day is unserved non-peak. So with the additional TDM, it shows this is the baseline parking. These are the numbers. So basically, they've got zero. What's the next page? There we go. So unserved baseline demand with the additional TDM on a typical day during the semester is 242 spots. It's more when they're during the first week of the semester during that registration. So that I believe that's covered by our parking arrangement, actually the parking garage. So I would actually ask that this not be included. That's my argument against this.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
At the June meeting, I had a representative of the city sitting right next to me, and I said, has the parking situation been solved? Answer, no. The assistant chancellor was standing right over there, Mr. What's his name?
Son.
And he says, we are still negotiating, and we will let you know when we have reached a resolution. This is just some analysis of the TDM. That resolution has not yet been reached. And President Norman Yee at a Board of Supervisors meeting says it is very crucial that I hear before we go any further, this is about a year and a half ago, that this parking problem has been solved. It has not been solved. It's still in the process. It has not yet been solved.
Correct.
Okay.
And so I think it's crucial that we have this language in there.
I don't have a copy of my actual original.
A copy of what?
The original. No, the original, the draft.
Here you go.
I got one.
Next page.
Transportation.
Project's relationship with City College. So he added this language after we saw.
Yeah. So originally it says the amount of this public parking is undetermined at this time as CCSF finalizes decisions on their facilities master plan and which version of the TDM they will settle on. The developers have promised that provided public parking will be scaled according to the need once these variables are resolved. So, okay. Public comment on this. You get 1 minute.
Okay. The whole thing or just the first paragraph?
Just this paragraph that we're talking about, parking.
So I'm Theodore Randolph, and I disagree with that this paragraph should be here. For one thing, needed parking, I think this is incorrect. In this era of climate change, we should be considering considering having that parking is not necessary, but that we have too many cars. The parking isn't... And where it says alternative parking, does not appear in the principal rules and parameters at all. The word there says appropriate parking. So I think this paragraph is wrong and wrong for the times. Right, thank you.
Thanks. Next speaker, please.
Laura Fry, Westwood Park. And I think it should be kept in there. And number one, this is not the be-all, end-all of this paragraph, this graph. But even if you just look at that graph, I mean, I've been going to all these meetings, I don't think there's 2,000 parking spaces supplied to City College with the new development and with the performing arts thing. I don't think you end up with 2,000, correct me if I'm wrong. But it's just, and like I said, this graph does not make the decision concerning whether parking is solved or not. It's just a graph.
Next speaker, please.
Hello, my name is Christopher Peterson. I oppose inclusion of the sentence. I agree with the statement by the earlier commenter about the concept of needed parking. Parking demand is responsive to supply of parking and the availability, the adequacy of alternatives. So for the CAC to be putting forward language that is sort of essentially advocating for a parking car-oriented approach to this, I think is inappropriate. So please do not add that language. Thank you.
Madeline.
I'm Madeline Miller, and I'm on the Master Planning Committee. And I think we're talking process here in this more than philosophical thing about cars and parking. The process has not been followed yet. I'm here always on every meeting for the facilities. We now have a board facilities committee, and I think that the issues, none of this came to campus official. We have to see this in our committee, and we're a crucial committee. And I am, as I said, one of the few task force people for the master planning. We need more process, we need more research. We need to see what is the issue for the sake of our students.
Next speaker.
Francine Lafrano. I'm in favor of keeping this paragraph in. I think this is a substantive change that is very important to correctly see how things are going here. This parking problem has not been solved. Less than until it is solved, you know, this kind of sense of language in there has to be in there. The things you're putting up here right now are, you know, studies, but they're not solving anything. They're just opinions at this point. So I definitely think this sentence needs, this paragraph needs to be in there. Thank you.
This is Jennifer from Sunnyside. Since I heard those comments, if needed parking is taken out, then instead I'd suggest replacing it with something like needed parking and EV charging stations, because that's how you get to your zero emissions of the future. Thank you.
Okay, does anybody else have any comments?
My name is Sedante Universal Park, and I hope you forward to the supervisors that it is crucial to plan a little bit of vacant land we have properly, and it is very important that this should remain in the use of City College. If you build 1,400 units on it, that would equal approximately 3,000 people. Just think about it. Treasure Island is 4 times as big as the 17 acres, and it has 1,800 people. 1,800 people. You are going to put 3,000 people into the lot as per the 1,400 unit proposed.
Thank you. I don't have the mic, but I'm going to...
Is this on?
Yeah,
I do want to agree with Theodore. It is appropriate parking, not alternative parking, if this paragraph is accepted. I don't think alternative is an appropriate term. But also, there's another term, needed parking. But again, appropriate parking would be a better description of any...
I agree. Okay. I accept that.
Okay.
I think my only comment is to kind of flesh this out. I'm not totally opposed to the comment and amendment, but it just doesn't really agree with the previous statements in there that speaks about the TDM. So it looks like there's slight conflict in terms of the way it's written. So I think that just needs to be fleshed out a little bit. But I mean, in terms of the actual comment, the amendment itself, I do agree that you know, the developer team, the proposal has not filed yet. Has not abided yet, so I think that's an important thing that should be in there, just to say that they are looking at proposals, and we will stress that this body will encourage them to find solutions, but that hasn't happened as of this date.
Okay. I lost my place here. All right. Urban design. There's an aspect. Oh, here we are. Okay, I guess we'll just go to a vote. Everybody to vote?
One more time.
On face value, it looks like the addition looks to be somewhat redundant from what's already in there. But I hear the community saying that this is a very important aspect of this, and perhaps the language needs to be a little bit stronger stated. So although I don't think we should go into the length of discussion that's included here, perhaps a word here or there that indicates that this is very... strongly, it's been an item of concern since day one with regard to this project, and it still is not totally resolved yet, I think would be sufficient, and then strike the language in here that is duplicating and redundant.
Where would you put that, to be exact?
If I still have a mic. The comment about it will therefore have a smaller shortfall, I think that'd be fine to strike that as noted. And then the next comment, or the next sentence remains the same, but then we should put a comment at the end that this has been a critical issue since the beginning of the process, and the community doesn't feel that it has been resolved.
At the end of the paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay.
And... if I could, I'd like to make that a motion.
Okay. So we have two competing motions. Have we seconded any of them? I don't think so. So we, I need a second on Michael's motion.
I'm a little confused on
For your change, your amendment.
Well, maybe we can reach a consensus here. If
do
I
you
could.
Want to? Okay.
Try what that? You plan to do, Robert, what you plan to do is add alternative language, which might just be fine. And what is that alternative language?
It's just some. Again, I'm paraphrasing, so I'm thinking that it's just been such a big issue. It's an 800-pound gorilla in the room with regard to
agreed.
This project. And I think we just perhaps some stronger language say that states
Robert.
That.
Sorry.
Okay. Perhaps some stronger language that states that this has been a crucial issue since day one for the committee, and it still is not resolved.
That language like that is fine.
Okay.
I'm not, you know... It's hard to draft a document at a full committee meeting like this.
That's what we have to
it
do.
It is very difficult. Okay. Then if you want to propose alternative language right now, let's do it.
So this has been...
But can we start off with at least the statement that as of this date, both the CCSF and the city have informed the BRCAC, this is a fact, that the problem caused by the loss of appropriate parking, not needed parking, on the reservoir has not been resolved, period.
Yeah,
it has not yet been resolved. Yeah, oh, that wasn't even in there that time. Yeah,
maybe
it's
we
not
just
yet.
Stop there.
And then go on to the BRCAC intends to closely monitor any purported resolution of this matter, period. That simplifies it.
Okay, I would be fine with
okay.
It.
Okay, consensus.
So the first sentence and the last sentence, right?
Right.
Of the three.
Who's writing
and
it down?
And the addition of yet. To the first sentence.
Yes.
Are you
very
doing
good.
That?
I
yeah.
second
okay,
the motion to approve the addition amendment.
And as Robert said, delete that sentence in red. That it will therefore, because this really substitutes for that.
Could you just reread it all at once?
Yes. We delete. It will therefore have a smaller shortfall in parking needs than the 1,000 parking spots that will be replaced by housing, period. The developer team plans to accommodate the shortfall with public parking in the reservoir. Delete that. And then with the addition down in yellow below, it would read, as of this date, both CCSF and the city have informed the BRCAC that the problem caused by the loss of appropriate parking on the reservoir has not yet been resolved.
Period.
The BRCAC, the next sentence would then be, the BRCAC intends to closely monitor any purported resolution of this matter.
Can I say something?
Just a minute. I would agree with all of that. I would like to keep the one sentence in that the developers have promised that provided public parking will be scaled according to the needs once these needs are resolved. Because they
have not been stricken.
You wanted to strike that sentence, right?
I did.
I would be in favor of just I'd be in favor of everything else you said, but I'd like to keep that in. Because that's an actual journalistic fact.
Well, the sentence says, not what you said, it says, the developer team plans to accommodate the shortfall with public parking in the reservoir. At this stage, we are not sure who the developer will be. There is competing, this gets to the competing situation, and I think that's a promise. I haven't seen a promise in writing that they're going to do whatever is necessary, John. And so I think that's an inappropriate sentence. It's misleading.
Sorry, do you have a block?
And also, there might be other developers that do the final contract. We're going to talk later tonight about the final contract. There has been no final contract entered into yet. And so the proposed developer, I don't think the proposed, they're here. I don't think the proposed developer has promised to do whatever is necessary and build a huge garage.
The sentence just says the developer team plans to accommodate the shortfall with public parking in the reservoir.
That doesn't solve the problem.
I think that's what they've said that, and it's part of what's in the parameters. It's their attempt to accommodate us. So I think that's definitely part of our report. I mean, we can have everything else about how...
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't we first go with the first motion... And then after that, see if anybody agrees, if we agree to keep that sentence in there.
So in other words, two steps to try to reach a consensus. The first step is the thing I read. If we agree upon that, we then go to you wanting to keep in your that sentence.
Does that sound fine?
It sounds convoluted, but...
But at least we get some done.
We have a motion. Well, we have two motions that need to be acted upon, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And one's problems. Been seconded.
Yes, the motion as to what I just read, without regard to John's sentence, let's vote on that first, and then we vote on John's sentence.
Okay. All right.
And then should we take public comment on at this point?
I just wanted to say...
Lurick, go ahead. This is out of order, but okay.
Thank you. I think the revision is good of Michael's change, except it makes it sound like the CCSF and city informed BRCAC, and that the BRCAC doesn't have its own opinion, which it definitely does. But there ought to be some, you know, semicolon, and the BRCAC community, committee, you know, whatever, has been very concerned about this throughout, or whatever. In other words, it shouldn't just fall back on CCSF and the city. It should be that we feel right. That this is an important problem that hasn't been resolved.
All right, thank you. I guess a little more public on one more, and that's it. I'm sorry, we have time to deal with it.
Sorry. I am concerned with the first sentence that was read out, because it is assuming that there is a problem that is caused by the loss of whatever quote-unquote appropriate parking is. I think there's controversy over whether the loss of that or the conversion of that parking to other uses is a problem.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table, and it's been seconded. Has it been? Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And then there's a second motion to strike my comment, to strike that sentence about the developer team plans to accommodate the shortfall with public parking in the reservoir. So I move that stays. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, that's one. You want to go to your next one?
Okay.
There you go. This is democracy in action, folks.
I deleted the sentence for the most part. There has been considerable input and good continuing fine-tuning revisions. I just didn't think that was necessary at this stage, but it's not a big point of mine. And I would prefer to go on, and the developer's proposal purports that this is not a big point. I think I should go on, don't you, John, to my big point on the next page.
Okay.
I've added two paragraphs to the comment on urban design and neighborhood character. I've added these paragraphs, and I'll just read them without comment. In addition, comma,
sorry,
the developer, and this is after.
Hang on a second. Can you put that up on the screen, please? Thank you.
You wanted to wait?
Well, they can't see it, so. Thank you. Go for it.
I can go?
Yeah.
Okay, after the paragraph that I accepted, where it says that the principles and parameters exceed the height limit, I then added two more paragraphs, and this is with respect to the Avalon proposal. I say, quote, in addition, comma, the developer team's proposal further deviates from the principles and parameters, period. Set parameters provide that buildings should be separated from Westwood Park rear yards by setbacks or open spaces. See principles and parameters, pages 22 to 23, comma, urban design principle, principle 2C. The developer team's proposal did not honor this parameter, period. Moreover, the principles and parameters provide that the buildings should integrate with respect to the local character, comma, scale, design of the neighborhood, comma, including the designs of Westwood Park, Sunnyside, and other nearby residences. Principles and parameters, page 22 of 30,
Urban Design Principle 2A. With a possible density exceeding 10 times that of such neighborhoods, and with the failure to abide by parameter height limits, the developer team's proposal does not abide by this principle and parameter. That's my proposed addition. And again, my only comment is, all I'm trying to do in this is alert the mayor and the board of supervisors as to where these parameters, which were hard fought for and argued for over a year, where they do not abide by this, the developer.
Do you want to speak? Pass it on.
So where are you getting your figure of 10 times for the density?
Yes. Pardon me?
It's a question.
That was in public testimony. About a year ago, year and a half ago.
From who?
I forget, sitting here, but we could say approximately. It's approximately 10 times. We all heard that.
Any other comment?
Well, I do have a question. Is there a way to reference that 10 times or approximately 10 times?
Approximately.
Yeah, is there a way to reference that in the paragraph?
I could probably find it in the record. Yes.
I think my only comment is if we're adding those two other sentences in, I want to be clear that the project does meet the rest of the principles and parameters. So the way it's written makes it sound like this project has deviated consistently over many, many different items. So it's just the tone of it. I'd rather have it be fair that says that there are some parameters and principles that have been met. So just to put that very clear.
My only concern is it's been brought up, we're not sure what the source of that 10 times is, so I would just suggest that perhaps we say with a possible density exceeding that of the neighborhoods and just leave out the 10 times entirely.
You'll have your chance. This is a matter of opinion. The setbacks and open space, originally we did talk about having a park along the back to separate the two areas, the two neighborhoods. The developer team, I think, wisely chose to have a park in the middle of the property. 2 acre, was it 2.5 acre park? What there is now is backyards butting up against other backyards. So it's open space, but it's private open space. And I don't think the parameters actually discriminate between public and private open space. It's also something that you see elsewhere as far as neighborhood character goes. If you look anywhere else in Westwood Park, you'll see that the backyards back up against other backyards. And in some ways it's better because you don't have strangers at your backyard fence. You have your neighbors, and you can talk to your neighbors over the fence. And it's a neighborly thing, and I think it contributes to the neighborhood character. As far as the density goes, it'll be more dense than what we're used to. And the neighborhood, the whole city is becoming more dense. The challenge is to become more dense and still respect the neighborhood character. Neighborhood character is important. And what the developers have done is they've scaled the buildings down so that there are two, and there's a couple of three-story buildings by the corner over by Reardon, but they're mostly two-story buildings, and the top story is a setback from the Westwood Park. So you have a general slow rising of buildings as they move towards Frida Kahlo. And that's in harmony with the larger buildings that are on City College property and mostly the City College buildings. So I think that it does fit in with the neighborhood character. It's going to be more dense. The whole city is becoming more dense, but that doesn't mean it violates the neighborhood character. It's a matter of opinion, and I respect everybody's opinion, but I think, in my opinion, I think that we have to have more housing. It's important, and we're doing it in such a way as to fit in with the neighborhood, in my opinion. So, any more comment from the committee?
I appreciate your comments, John. My only comment is it does not meet the parameters. That doesn't mean it won't be approved by the Board of Supervisors. All we are doing as a body here is trying to do our best job to say we have these parameters and here's where they are not met. And I do agree with Mark's comment that at some place we should say, and I think you already have said in another body, that a lot of the parameters have been met. And so this is, and I know your opinion that this is a good development. Obviously, you've stated that many times, and it's clear from your comments. But we're not giving, and I try not to give opinions in these comments, just alert, this is where it doesn't right. lie.
There's no mention of density in the Principle 2 under Urban Design and Neighborhood Character. That particularly talks about the relationship of density in the project to density in the surrounding area. My calculations put the difference at about a factor of 6. We have 8 to 10 units per acre in Westwood Park and Sunnyside. This would be about 60 to 64 units per acre. So it's not quite
overall.
10, despite what the person said. Also, I just don't think bringing up density is it's just not in the principles of parameters, and I don't think we have a place to be able to say it as a particular thing that was designated in the principles of parameters and is violated by the plans. So I don't think it holds water. Also, I think that the developer team has dealt with the setback between Westwood Park and the townhouses on the west in such a way that is adequate and certainly matches the neighborhood character, backyard to backyard. That's what we all have in our single family homes here.
Okay, no more comment from the committee. Okay, public comment, please. 1 minute each. Remember to fill out a card if you want to have it in the minutes.
So I think these two paragraphs are also both factually and morally wrong. The parameter says the building should be separated by setbacks. They have the backyard says it also says that the design should integrate with the local character and the designs of their neighborhood. The neighborhoods integrate does not mean imitate. And the density limits, the historical legacy of where they came from, they were created in order to enforce segregation using economic means when racial discrimination was outlawed. And this density limit argument should be anathema in 21st century San Francisco. So it does have these townhomes have this step up in density from the neighborhood to toward the new neighborhood, and I think that is aesthetically pleasing, so I think these two paragraphs should not be included. Thank you.
Thanks.
I want to reiterate what Michael said. This is not a comment on the project. This is a report of what we have been doing, and I don't see, maybe word that one different, but the reason the density is there is because the height limits have been not kept. The parameters of the height limits are totally off the wall. It had been promised it would be a gradual incline. Where did I do this? A gradual incline from Westwood Park to the top. It's more like right away you go to 5 feet, 4 or 5 feet almost immediately. And it's like that's what allows the density is because the height limits are not in keeping with the parameters. And I don't think we have to address the density directly, but it should be stated that parameters have not been maintained with the height limits. It's been totally skewed. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christopher Peterson. I oppose the addition of these two paragraphs. I think the project is consistent with the setback principles. On community character, the way it's drafted suggests that anything that isn't of comparable density to Westwood Park is incompatible with community character, and I simply do not think that that is an accurate characterization of the principle, so I urge the CSC to reject both of these paragraphs. Thank you.
Francine Lafrano, I urge the committee to include these two paragraphs
I think that the proposed changes should be adopted because it better reflects, you know, the accuracy. This the other problem I'm seeing with this is the density issue. It's not just the height limitations that Laura just spoke of, but it's also the number of units keeps changing. It starts at 1,100, then they keep adding things. So as you add more units, the density changes. And I do remember from public testimony hearing this 10 times, and certainly at a minimum of 6 times, maybe at least 10 times, depending on the number of units that you're putting in there. And that does speak to neighborhood character, because our neighborhood, if you put something that's 10 times the density here, it definitely speaks to a huge difference. It's not 1 or 2 times. It speaks to a huge difference in neighborhood character. And I think that because these supervisors, they're not sitting in these meetings like we are, year after year, meeting after meeting, and they need to be able to get a true picture of what happened in these meetings. And I think these two paragraphs, including these two paragraphs, gives a much more accurate, idea of what's going on and what's was agreed upon and what isn't agreed upon. These principles haven't been met. And this is the whole point of these meetings, is the principle and parameters need to be abided by. And there's so many things that they're just stretching that these principles and parameters are being really stretched here. Thank you.
Any more public comment?
Okay.
Any more comment from the committee?
I'm a consensus builder, and I don't know where in the record it says 10 times, and somebody else might have said 6 times. You say it's 6. I know Sunnyside is much more dense than Westwood Park, but to alleviate that problem and so we have an accurate report, I agree with Robert that we would just say something like with a substantially increased density, rather than put the times in there, because that might not be accurate from the record. And we already have with the failure to abide by the height limits. So I would accept that type of amendment to that sentence.
Anybody else?
I just wanted to second what Michael was saying. I think we should abide by the height limits. I was under the impression that there would be a gradual slope and that the tallest building would be on Frida Kahlo, and I think we should stick with that, as opposed to having tall buildings that are looking down on the neighbors in Westwood Park.
Nothing? All right, well, I'd rather go
next. The plan as it's put forward right now is 2 to 3 stories closest to Westwood Park. Does that mean that meets the principles and parameters? Does that address your concern?
Yes.
So that's what's in the plan currently. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So that would you be in favor in still of including these two paragraphs?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to read my revised language for the motion?
Okay.
Yeah. I would accept I would move to have these two paragraphs inserted with the change that in the last sentence where it says with a possible density exceeding 10 times that of such neighborhoods, just with a substantial increased density in the development, comma, and then the rest of the sentence would be, and with the failure to abide by parameter height limits, comma, the developer team's proposal does not abide by this principle and parameter. So we don't say 10 times. That would be my motion to add those two paragraphs.
Okay. Before we get a second on that. All right, I'll reiterate that I believe this is opinion, not fact. And I think that when we talk about the parameters, we need to look at it with clear eyes and in a straight way. But the amount of density there might be some opinion that high density is not part of the neighborhood character. There might be some opinion that we need the housing. And I've heard both tonight. And the only thing that actually violates the parameters was already included in the original draft, that the parameters say that there's a 65-foot height limit for the tallest buildings. And I believe that the proposal looks at a 12 feet taller. So that's the only thing that really deviates at all from the parameters. Everything else is opinion. And I really don't think that we should be including, I mean, we can say that there are various opinions in the community about it, and we do say that at the beginning of the report, that a lot of opinions were expressed all during the 25 months or however many meetings we've had. But I don't believe that we can say that this has not been in good faith presented in a way that would be that would violate the neighborhood character. It's going to change the neighborhood character, but it's going to integrate with it. It's not supposed to imitate. Who was it, Theodore, that said, I believe, that you don't want to exactly imitate the neighborhood character, but you need to integrate with it. And I think that the plan has done a good job of adding density and in such a way that it does integrate with the neighborhood. That's my opinion. So I'm not putting that in the I don't propose to put that in the report, but I think it is important not to have opinions in the report, but basically just be cut and dry. They violated the height limit by 12 feet in some one or two buildings on the Frida Kahlo side of the project. I'm in favor of leaving that in. I don't think you pulled that out at all. So I would argue that we not include these two paragraphs.
Is that a motion?
Well, I've made a motion, and you've argued against it over.
Yeah. Okay.
I've made a motion which you argued against before we even had a second. I suggest we proceed in the way that I made a motion. I've revised my original language. I think that these two parameters are different than the height. They talk about local character scale design. They talk about other matters and the separation. They talk about those matters. So you can argue against that. I hope it doesn't, but my motion may fail for lack of a second. But I think we should not hide from these things. We should let the supervisors know where there's a deviation. And so I make that motion to add this language as revised. Is there a second?
Do we have a second?
Anybody want a second?
Am I allowed to second as the chair? I don't think so.
Yeah, you can second.
All right, I'll second it.
Okay.
So all in favor? All opposed? Okay, motion is rejected. All right, what's the next one? Do you want to go to the next one?
Yes. I suggest, and I've already explained the reasons, I think this report only discusses the 1,100-unit development. A substantial presentation has been made to us about a possible 1,550-unit development, and that's being analyzed by the DEIR in the Environmental Impact Report. So I propose that we add the following paragraph to our annual report. Paragraph 5, comment on the city's additional housing option. Representatives of the city have presented at the BRCAC meetings information on another proposal urged by the city, commonly called the, quote, additional housing option, end quote. The additional housing option proposed a total of 1,550 residential units with a maximum permitted height of 88 feet. Obviously, this proposal would exceed the height limit of the principles and parameters even more than the developer team's proposal. It would exceed the height limit contained in the principles and parameters by 23 feet. I propose we add that to the report.
Comment?
Yeah. Well, I respectfully disagree with this because at the beginning of the report, we're talking about that this report doesn't cover what's in the Environmental Impact Report. We're not addressing the Environmental Impact Report. This proposal for 1,550 units is not a proposal. It is an analysis tool for the purpose of doing the Environmental Impact Report. So with that stated, I'd like to make a motion that this not be included in the final report.
Anybody else?
We were going to do these together.
Oh, were we?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do it about the density, too?
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's read both at the same time. That's a good point, Amy. I also propose that we add paragraph 6, comment on reduced density alternatives. after parties in interest.
Can you move that slide up?
You wanted to do this together, right, Amy?
Well, that's what John wanted.
Yeah.
No, that's what John wanted?
That's right. Yeah,
okay, so let's do it together. After parties in interest suggested at CAC meetings that a reduced density alternative be analyzed. Such an alternative is being analyzed in the CEQA process. Parent quote, reduced density alternative. The reduced density alternative being analyzed consists of 800 units. In fact, another developer proposed in the request for proposal process to develop a total of 680 units, of which 50.2% were proposed to be affordable and workforce units, period. This proposal made by Related California found that such a proposal was financially feasible. Either the reduced density proposal or the Related California proposal would clearly comply with all the principles and parameters. I also suggest that that be added because others during this process have proposed that those be considered.
Anybody else from the committee? Good. We should sit next to me.
I understand Robert's note that this report is not supposed to address CEQA issues. However, as a body, this is the only moment that we have for the next year to make public comment as a committee. And if we don't, and since the Board of Supervisors will hear this before we make another public comment as a body, this is our only opportunity to make a statement about these two particular aspects of the CEQA, which may come into play for the Board of Supervisors when they are considering approving the project. So although it changes the scope of the report, I think it's a valid consideration.
I would, I guess, draw a line between down the middle between the both of Robert and Amy's opinions. I would like to leave the DEIR out of this report completely. On the other hand, maybe we could put a sentence into that actually says that we approve of the 1,100 units and we would like to keep it at 1,100 units. That no other proposals be. If you want to be safe about it, that we actually say we would like 1,100 units meets our principles and parameters. That's what we'd like to keep it at, or something along those lines. What say you? Because I don't really think we should be commenting on the EIR. It hasn't even been made public yet.
Can I
proposal?
I have read this. I don't see where it says anything about the DEIR. It says in paragraph 5, representatives of the city have presented at the BRCAC meetings information on another proposal. This is a proposal that came up independent of the DEIR. It's a proposal that they said they wanted analyzed. And I don't use the word DEIR in here. I don't believe I do. All I'm doing is saying that proposals have been made to, I hate to use the word proposals, but presentations have been made to us on these two alternatives. And I'm not trying to tie it to the DEIR. I had no intention of doing that. All I'm saying is that when they're sitting there, the Board of Supervisors, we know from what at least President Norm Diaz said to us, that they may consider various alternatives. And we, I think, after 3 years or 4 years of meeting, should give them at least the benefit of what we've heard about other proposals, because they may want more. I was at the Planning Commission where there's a lot of people want a larger development, and others want a smaller development. Not on the Planning Commission, probably, but I think that we have the responsibility to report on things of importance that we've heard, and we've heard about both of these alternatives. I'm not tying it, Robert, to the DEIR at all.
Well, again, we're looking at one proposal. We're not looking at three proposals. I haven't seen three proposals for the last, you know, year and a half. I've heard one proposal, and I think we should be commenting on that proposal. Now, I'm trying to be consensus builder too. John made some comment about perhaps we could put additional wording in here about, you know, we're looking at an 1,100 unit proposal and we don't believe it should be bigger and we don't believe it should be smaller or something to that effect. But I just can't concur with items 5 and 6 being included in this report in this fashion.
I'm actually going to agree with Robert on that. I don't agree they should also be in there because of the scope of this report. We're really saying that the EIR, the draft EIR, is not going to be clear CEQA. So I'm jumping a little bit ahead here, but on one of the amendments you also requested is that the BRA CAC may submit a further report or reports. I'm saying that would be an opportunity at that time if there's a final CEQA document and we want to, as a body, provide comments on those potentially other proposals that may come up, that would be our opportunity to do that. But right now, because this document is focused specifically without the EIR, we should keep our comments, I guess, towards what we're keeping saying.
Okay. All right, let's go to public comment. Don't forget to fill out a card.
Things do come up, and we may run out of time for public comment because I brought to you all something that we've been discussing a lot over the college. The issue of the grand jury report that came out this summer with the extreme danger to the western half of San Francisco, dealing with water, especially water for fires and things. And it's changed my thinking about some stuff. And so the sort of maybe fits in here in case I don't get any time at the end, run out of time, because I brought some charts. But I think that the whole issue of density, especially water, linked to water, increasing emissions on water, both drinking water, potable, and gray water, is terribly lacking in our district here and District 11, where I live. Real problems. This is a new issue, and I think it needs to be at least an FYI for some of your thinking dealing with a city that's already more dense than Hong Kong or any other major cities in New York. We have to worry about the water.
Hello, it's Jennifer from Sunnyside. Actually, I think it would be really inaccurate to say a specific number of units was agreed to, because it was not. In the parameters, the principles and parameters, they specifically stayed away from numbers, because we wanted to see who was going to propose what. So in the principles and parameters, there was no number, and you cannot say 1,100 or 1,550 or 800. It was to see what was going to come up. Thank you.
She's right.
Hi, Chris Hansen. So on the last page, the bullet point, the committee will continue to monitor discussions about parking. Did you guys get to that, or am I too early?
You're too early, yeah.
Okay. So I would just remind you, I won't be here for that discussion, but the as a body, you guys can create resolutions and approve them. Pretty sure that's within your parameters, and those as a whole could be submitted to the EIR as a group.
Hello, I'm Theodore, and I think the additional housing option is interesting, though I also agree that it's not necessarily required because the developer keeps saying they won't do it. Like if we talk about speculative things, why not talk about Malia Cohen's speculative things, some other thing that's like so much extra stuff. And also, I disagree. I think it's actually incorrect that the proposal from Related would comply with all the principles and parameters, because it would not have complied with the housing principle number 1B, maximize the amount of affordable housing, or housing parameter number 3A, maximize the amount of new housing created to address the current and projected affordability challenges faced by the neighborhood and the city. Their proposal had 340 affordable housing units. I think that's a lot smaller than 550. It was appropriate to choose the Avalon Bay instead of relitigating this RFP from 2 years ago. I don't know why it would be even in this year's report.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christopher Peterson again. I agree with the prior comments. I don't think either of these comments should be added to the report. If comments are added that address various alternatives, then those comments shouldn't only focus on ways in which the higher density option is arguably inconsistent and the lower density are arguably consistent. It should point out that the lower density is inconsistent with the housing policies and point out the ways in which the higher density version does the most to further those policies. So I would recommend not doing it at all, but if you do include language addressing it, provide a fuller description of the full range of principles and their consistency and inconsistency with them. Thank you.
Hi, Francine LeBron again. I do agree that there should be, these two paragraphs should be included, at least in some form, because, you know, these were presentations made at BRCAC meetings. This was topics that was discussed. There was public comment on these things, so I see no reason why these can't be included, and I think they should be included because they illustrate things that were discussed at these meetings. Thank you.
All right. Any more comment from the committee? Okay, so we have a motion on the table to include these two amendments. Let's take those first, and then if I also made a motion which was not seconded. Have we seconded your motion?
Well, why don't we do one motion at a time?
Yeah, okay. And then after that, I made a motion which has not been seconded to say that we will stick with the 1100 unit proposal, but I'd rather just say the Avalon or the developer team proposal without actually having any numbers.
Can I make a suggestion?
Why don't we do one motion at a time?
Yep.
Otherwise, the record will get very confusing.
Okay.
I move insertion that we include paragraphs 5 and 6 as I read them into the report in order to explain various matters that came before us over the last approximately 4 years.
Does anybody want to second?
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a second from Amy. Okay, all in favor of including these two paragraphs?
Aye.
All. I should also say if anybody wants to abstain. Any abstentions? Okay, all
abstain.
One abstention. Peter Kemp. And all against. Okay, the motion is defeated. But I would like to also put my motion in that says that we, a last sentence at the end of that paragraph that says that how would I word it? I guess that the developer team proposal is the only proposal that we have, that we consider to be viable. And
where would that go in your...
Wait.
Your report basically analyzed how things exceeded or did not exceed parameters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did not support anybody's proposal. We did not say something was viable. To say something is viable is to go an awful long way, a lot further than this committee has the ability to do at this stage. We don't know what the whole proposal is until the contract is entered into or presented to this committee. Later in this evening, I think we're going to hear about those processes. So I suggest if you want to make a motion, let's hear about the processes in the future. But right now, I would not talk about viability. I would,
Okay.
You know, I've lost on my motion, so I think that's good enough.
All right. I'll withdraw that motion. I was trying to make a bridge of some sort, but I guess.
Okay. You want to read my my last addition? Okay. Okay.
It sounds like this one might be acceptable. Paragraph 8, it's currently numbered 8. I would leave in that bullet point, the committee will continue to serve as a forum for community feedback, but I would add two new bullet points, and I'll read them, and take out the other bullet points. I wanted a little more, and the reason is I wanted a little more clarity and specific addresses as to what would happen. First bullet point, the committee will continue to monitor the discussions between CCSF and the developer relating to their collaboration, especially the requirement and the parameters that CCSF and the developer, quote, address parking needs by identifying alternative parking and transportation solutions that do not compromise students' ability to access their education, end quote. Parameters letter of September 9, 2016. And the second bullet point would be the BRCAC will submit a further report or reports in advance of the consideration of these matters by the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, the SFPUC, and possibly other city agencies. And just, I have really no comments. I think that the bullet points are very similar to the other ones, but they are consistent with what we did add earlier on. So I'll turn it back to the chair.
Amy?
You've got an alternative parking again, and I'd like to be able to find it in the principles and parameters. I see it says parameters letter. The date is right for the document, but where is it? We had appropriate.
Right there.
Rather than appropriate.
Oh, appropriate. Yeah, but if you wanted,
well, you've got alternative here. So I'm wondering if you're quoting it.
Where it is.
I have the word alternatives in what I just gave you. I'm reading from a letter signed by your predecessor, Reese Spinelli, dated September 9, 2016, in which she says, quote, the developer must be responsible for addressing new developments, transportation and parking impacts, and no development proposal is likely to garner community support if it would worsen these conditions. And then later on, I'll find where in the letter she says this.
But we're voting on things that either are related to the document that was approved by the committee, the principles and parameters, not on the letters that Lisa Spinelli wrote at various different times in the preparation for this document. So I'd like to have some particular reference in the document that was approved, the principles and parameters document that was approved by the committee, not the letter.
I think the letter is part of the parameters. It was approved. At the time, this letter was negotiated by this committee. This was a letter that was negotiated by this committee, every word of it, at the time it was adopted. I went back and I read all of the minutes on this. This is part of the parameters. At any rate, I suggest this language. If you have some suggestion as to modifications of all I'm trying to say is we'll continue to monitor the discussions between CCSF relating to the collaboration, especially the requirement that alternative parking, and I'm just doing this off the top of my head, use the same language as we used in what we adopted before would be fine with me.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do anything other than that.
So you'd rather keep an alternative or appropriate, or does it matter to you?
Whatever it was before.
It matters to me.
Okay, it was appropriate before in the earlier amendment.
Appropriate is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Appropriate.
Any more comment?
On the next bullet points is the BRCAC will submit. I'd like to strike the word will and say may submit. Gives us the option.
Anybody else?
That's fine.
That's fine with you? Okay, so we'll change the will to may. Okay, public comment.
An alternative to.
And we're running a little late, so I know this is very serious, so I don't want to take, I want to take as long as we need, but.
This is Jennifer from the SMA, where I was. And I was there when Lisa wrote that letter with you all during that period, and she really wanted that cover letter included. And I hope that you will add an addendum to this, which includes the intent of what the priorities were that were covered in her cover letter. Thank you.
I am here. Chris Hansen again. In regards to the committee will continue to monitor discussions. I would like to really encourage you to make as strong a point as possible, because the current official record that we are going on, which was in the EIR, was based on the Kitchell data. And one of the failures of this process from the beginning is capturing accurate parking counts of peak use. And even this time, the data was taken the last week of semester, and then the peak is actually 3 days after the official drop day. So it's the first step down day from the peak that they could get to.
Running out of time.
All right.
John, I just wanted to ask, are we going to have time to comment on the body of the letter, not the addendum, but the body?
I guess so.
So is that now or later?
Let's do that later. Let's just deal with this amendment. Okay, any more comment from the committee? Nothing from the public? Seeing none. I'm going to say that I guess I'll second that, because it hasn't been seconded, and I have no problem with these two amendments.
Okay. Are those, can we clarify, are those as...
Oh,
the...
Introduce yourself.
Ted Conrad, Office of Economic and Workforce Development, City Staff. Just clarifying that the motion is to adopt the edits as amended by this committee.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Are we ready to vote?
Ready.
All in favor? Okay. It's unanimous. Yay. Okay. Well, that kind of approves the... See, I just allowed a comment on the whole thing, but I... Well, go ahead and comment.
Can I make that clarification that I wanted?
Yes. Oh, I thought you just did. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
So, just once again, Ted Conrad with the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. I just wanted to suggest to the committee just a small clarification in the section on number 4, comment on developer team proposal on housing. Just wanted to suggest a little bit of cleanup of the language such that it currently reads, as for the CAC principles and parameters, 30...
Can you tell me what paragraph?
The housing section right here. Yep. As per the CAC number 4, can we get that up there?
Page 3.
On John's document? Or
No, on the draft suggested by, John. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. So the text currently reads, as per the CAC principles and parameters, 33% of the housing will be affordable to low and moderate income households, 18% for households with an income of under 55% of AMI, and an additional 18% will be made available for middle income households making up to 120% of AMI. I just wanted to suggest a clarification such that the text would read, as per the CAC principles and parameters, 50% of the housing will be affordable to low and moderate income households. And then in parens, 18% for households with an income under 55% of AMI, and then strike the remainder of the sentence. The total number that the project will hit is 50, and I just felt it was a little bit clearer to me with that.
All right. Can you repeat that?
Yes.
I couldn't follow you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
is this for purposes of accuracy or clarity? I'm not quite sure.
Both. Currently, the number is summed to 51%, which it won't achieve. We also think it's a little bit clearer this way. So, up to you guys, but the suggestion is that the text would read, as per the CAC principles and parameters, 50% of the housing will be affordable to low and moderate income households, and then in parens, 18% for households with an income under 55% of AMI. And then we would strike the remainder of the sentence.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we include that. Do we have to do that? Yeah, let's do that.
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
So,
I'm sorry.
I have a question. So is that true, that it's not 33%, it's 50%?
Yes.
Okay. If it's true, then fine.
Yeah. Any more comment?
I guess I have to ask the public comment.
I think the public has to comment.
Yes, is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor? It seems to be, we got all against? Okay. So the motion passes.
Can I just make one comment, because I was on my way up here?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
This is a little confusing, because it says 18% with an income under 55%, and an additional 18% will be made available for middle income. As long as you're doing the 50%, if you want to break it down, you could put the 13% for moderate income as well. That's just a problem. Maybe too late.
I'm sorry.
Because it's confusing.
Makes sense, but...
That vote was on the report, right? It was not on this modification.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I guess that means that the report, let's take some public comment on the report as a whole real quick, and then if there is any. Laura wanted to speak. All right.
Personally, I think a fully fleshed out, fully specified transportation plan is impossible, as in a possible type of engineering challenge at this point. And I think this RN's knows this. So if SFPUC had selected related, I'm sure he would be there saying five times density of the neighborhood, and it's also not fully fleshed out. I think the idea of trying to get a completely specified transportation plan before anything happens is a legacy of trying to, it doesn't work because people are not machines. It's a legacy of people, of engineer type people trying to replace people with machines, and that has been a terrible failure. So the plan as presented by Avalon Bay includes multiple phases in accordance with the principles and parameters during which they said they will measure and possibly adjust their plan. So I see this as this transportation part as complying with the principles and parameters. Right, thank you.
Did you put that on the comment sheet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, next item.
Oh,
we got another comment, I'm sorry.
So it's more of a question. When did the BRCAC pressure for
who can answer that question?
I mean, it's been at least 3 years.
Spring of 2015.
Yeah, it's
been August. The bylaws were adopted on August 26, 2015.
What century?
2015. Okay, so we're 4 years later. Am I correct in saying that this is your first annual report?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is, and I have no explanation why it hasn't happened in the past.
Okay, shouldn't there be something in your report stating that you will commit to making annual reports?
Well, it's in the bylaws, so we are committed.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Year, so how are we going to be assured?
As long as I'm chair, it will happen, and I hope that we vote for the next chair that they promised to do it as well. That's the best I can say.
I think we're mandated to do it next August, John, actually, to be precise under the bylaws.
I know. I appreciate that, but... sounds like it was mandated already for the last 4 years and wasn't done.
Well, we're going to get to the timeline in the next item. I believe it's the next item. Yes. Okay. Item number four. Oh, is there another one?
Well,
no.
I was just going to say, I believe that there was one report produced.
No.
No, there wasn't.
No.
It was never submitted.
It was never submitted. Okay.
It was produced and not submitted. All right. Presentation from the city on the entitlement process, commission and board meetings, etc.